Brandy.
All you need is this.
Was he in the meeting yesterday?
Right. Chair, we're ready. Thank you, clerk.
Like Andrea Kimball's on the ARPA team or whatever.
You can, no, you don't have to.
Where's it at?
You can, Jody's not going to be at her desk. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Education Committee meeting to order. It is 1 o'clock p.m. Sorry, let me get my computer open real quick. Clerk, would you mind doing roll call for us, please? Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts? Second Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Chair Redcorn?
Here.
Thank you, Clerk. Congresswoman Lemon, would you mind opening us in prayer?
Good afternoon, everyone. Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today as humble servants. We thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon us and the great Osage Nation. We are so thankful for the beautiful weather. We always pray for continued rain. We ask that you be with us today as we make decisions for our children concerning these budgets, and that you wrap your arms around anyone and everyone who is in any type of need or in mourning. In your Son's name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes of September 8, 2023 is presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All of those in favor of approving the minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Any abstain. Opposed, say no.
Abstain.
I'm sorry. And hearing none, with one abstention, the minutes are approved. Okay, so we just have one, we have four sections, but one topic remaining on ONCA 2385. Congresswoman Lemon is going to speak on this in Congresswoman Rivard's place this afternoon, so I will let you take it away.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I forgot. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Chair Redcorn. So we're discussing ONCA 2385, and we have the WELA sections. We also have the director, Ms. I wanted to say Holloway. Sorry, Ms. Tara. And then I'm glad to see, hi, Mr. McIntosh, Treasurer McIntosh. Just want to ensure that you're behind that name.
Behind my name.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you for being here. We do have a few questions concerning these budgets, And I do know that if we can, Madam Chair, do you just want to start with, go one by one, start with Fairfax?
Yes, absolutely.
But I do, on your question that you did have prior to the meeting that we were discussing a few moments ago, it's across all the budgets.
Yes.
The question that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So would you just like to address that? And then, or did you want to go ahead and let Ms. Tara start? How would you prefer for that to go along?
I was actually thinking probably she could go ahead and just kind of start to give us a breakdown of maybe some similarities and differences between her budgets from last year and this year. And then I personally like the annual plan a lot, so I just kind of wanted to touch on that. And then we can get to the nuts and bolts of my questions on the budget.
Okay. So, Ms. Tara, you have the floor to discuss away.
Chair,
good afternoon. Thank you. So, first on the agenda is Fairfax. And I kind of just want to touch on all four centers real quick. Fairfax, Hominy, Pawhuska, Skytook. I'm asking for an additional one employee for each center. And I'd like to talk about why I'm requesting that. WELA staff does not always get to use the perks that are offered, such as the 6 hours of education leave or the 45 minutes a day of exercise. Due to us having to stay in child staff ratio, not all of our employees are eligible to use their education leave. At the center, you know, if we're short-staffed, adding an extra position to each budget will help ensure that we have enough staff to cover the classroom so employees can utilize their education leave. Employees are required to obtain an associate's and or bachelor's degree. I think this would be beneficial for this extra position to ensure that they can utilize it. Employees who do not have an associate's degree are required to obtain a child development associate, which you're gonna hear me talk about that quite a bit. We call that our CDA. Once they receive their CDA, they then work on their certificate of mastery. That's the CON, and then they work on their associate's degree. And all those classes that they work on for their CDA and CON go towards their associate's degree. I also want to ensure not only that they can utilize their education leave, but the employees are also required to take 30 minutes of Osage language 4 days a week. Learning the Osage language is an important part of our learning environment. There are times that we are short-staffed, we may not get to attend class. This does not happen a lot, but I want to make sure in the future we are attending classes regularly. Currently at all four centers, I have 20 employees utilizing the 6 hours a week of education leave to continue further their education. At Fairfax, I have 9 staff that have their associate's degree. 4 employees are working on their bachelor's, and out of those 4, 1 will complete their bachelor's degree this spring. We have 3 employees that are working on that will receive their CDA in FY24. Also, you're gonna see in the budget and the equipment acquisition, I'm looking to purchase 2 smart boards. So we do have 2 buildings in Fairfax. We have our main WELA, and then we have the wraparound center. So one smart board will be for the wraparound and one will be for the main WELA. These are portable smart boards. At Fairfax, we have a total of 35 children enrolled. We have 5 classrooms, an infant, toddler, preschool, and 2 wraparound rooms. We also, this year, throughout this FY23 year, have received stabilization grants 6, 7, and 8. We were able to purchase age-appropriate items for the wraparound classroom. As you know, that wraparound building was Head Start, and that was geared more toward 3- and 4-year-olds. So we have purchased chairs, tables, toys, items in the classroom that are more age-appropriate, as well as outdoor items that are age-appropriate for that age. And wraparound serves 4 years to 12 years old. So we just got a classroom done over there, and I mean, when those older kids went into that room, I mean, it was a big deal to them. We're really excited. We got a lot of things for them to do that's just really more age appropriate for them. We also were able to purchase more iPads for the children to use and more resources. I've talked about the employees that don't have their associate's degree when they come working for us. This past year, we partnered up with Tri-County. Tri-County helps provide our staff professional development as well as create a career path for new educators. They provide classes for new educators 2 times a week for 12 weeks. They're working on their child development associates. She does this over Zoom with all 4 centers. So like I said, they meet two times a week, and it takes about 12 weeks. They have to be observed, do a portfolio. This is a great program. These classes, like I said, will go toward their certificate of mastery. The COM also takes about a year to acquire after they start their CDA, and then those classes go toward their associate's degree. One thing that we had just recently, the Osage Casinos reached out. They had a school supply drive and donated their items to us. There was markers, pencils, papers, folders, notebooks, book packs. There were so much crayons. They donated those items to the WELA. We are so appreciative of that. I was able to divide up the supplies and hand those out to all 4 centers so we can utilize those. That was a big deal this year. And I also wanted to talk about, you know, the employees. Not only do they have to continue their education, and then we also do the Osage language classes 4 days a week, but there's also certain hours that they have to put in for our CCPD, which is 20 hours of training. And we also have mandatory trainings that we have to do yearly. So that's where our professional development days come in. We don't have them every month, but we try to, you know, get those trainings done that we have to have yearly. I want to talk about some good things that we've done at WELA this past year, and this will really be for all 4 WELAs. We had a back-to-school bash. We do trick-or-treating at the Osage Nation campus. We bring over all of our children, and they get to trick-or-treat. And also, most of the WELAs also trick-or-treat in their communities. We have a Thanksgiving dinner with family and friends. Santa comes for a visit. Also, Toys for Tots the past few years have donated toys for to us. We attend the Osage Nation Health Fair. We have Easter egg hunts. One of my favorite things this year that I got to help with was our wraparound students made cookies. And they put on their little aprons and chef hats, and they walked over next door to the Elder Nutrition building and made handmade cards and handed those out to our elders at the Elder Nutrition, and they loved it. We celebrate the Week of the Young Child, and we also attend that same week. We go out to Harvest Land, and we honor our preschool graduates. We partnered up with Woodland JOM. We have a dinner and a dance. Muffins with Mom for Mother's Day, donuts with Dad for Father's Day. Students attend the STEAM summer camp at Harvest Land. We go on several field trips. We also, every year, we get a float ready. Parents come up and volunteer, and we attend the Christmas local Christmas parades. We attend the Nutcracker Ballet in Pawhuska. And also wanted to throw in some trainings that we've done throughout the year. We had Bloodborne Pathogens with Marie Rumsey. We do Fire Safety with Bobby Tallchief. We had Chance Rush come in as a motivational speaker. Dr. Daryl Tonemaw taught and spoke about how trauma affects individuals in our community, and this was put on by the Prevention Department. We had Ooey Gooey with Lisa Murphy. She presented about being child-centered, and this was provided by the Osage Nation Child Care Department. Heather Pollock, which we work with at Tri-County, she does trainings with us as well. And we also attend a lot of field trips throughout the year. The kids love to come over to Pawhuska and do the Heritage Trail, the Osage Nation Museum. They go to their local splash pads, their local pool, the Tulsa Zoo, the Aquarium and Jinx, water parks, Wills and Thrills in Owosso, Bounce Town, Ultima Air in Stillwater, and Spacewalk. We also like to go over to the Duck Pond over in Ponca City. So that's all I have so far for Fairfax.
Okay, great. Did you want to look through your budget here? Thank you, Ms. Tara. So we're looking at your budget last year compared to this year. As far as the breakdown goes, do you want to walk us through that?
I'll probably need Tyler's assistance on, I can tell you that the miscellaneous income, that is going to be our child care subsidy that our children are on. I do want to point out there, you know, it says in 69,183, and it looked like there was a drop from 22. I just want to add in there that during COVID, everybody that applied for subsidy because of, I'm assuming COVID, and maybe child care can speak a little bit more on that, but everybody was approved, and so the numbers were higher, but when they took that away, then it went back to income based, and I think that's a drop that will be seen there, is we don't have as many families that qualified for subsidy. And then, you know, the employees' wages, you know, we have a couple of employees over there that's going to have an education increase. Hotel, travel, trainings that we'll be going to. And then we talked about that $16,000 in equipment major. That's going to be for those smart boards. And everything else kind of looks similar to last year.
Okay. I have some questions for Mr. McIntosh. Tyler, I'm noticing on all four budgets for the WELAs, it seems that you've combined the various forms of income that they receive just into one line that says program income. Can you explain why you chose to do that way?
I mean, it's all the, basically you can account for program income. We insert in some of the budgets, we account for state income, miscellaneous income, and program income. And that's really, to me, more of an operational type function so that you can provide answers quickly on the breakdown of the revenue. But it's all income generated from the program.
Okay. So this year it looks like you're estimating program income for Fairfax just by itself is going to go down significantly by about $50,000. Is that a fair assessment?
Sorry, I was on mute.
That's okay.
I believe it is. I will be sending down an updated projected revenue for 23 and 24 that I currently have. I'm looking at it right now currently. As of June 30th, in my analysis, when I looked at it, I think we were trending projected at 175. Your date actual is 123. Based on trend, it was about 63. So conservatively, I was reducing it down based on trend, because what I see is that historically, in 2021, it was around 230,000. In 2022, came in 177,000, and then this year we're trending down. Now, in that same discussion as had previously in regards to projected revenue, you know, there is, even though I may project out that at 175,000, a conservative adjustment to that number would be to drop it about 10 to 15% and then make sure that you're meeting those marks as you go through the year before you up it. I don't want to upset, you know, a number based on projections and start out and budget up to that number at the beginning of the year. It's you calculate out, estimate your forecast, and then you conservatively adjust down to make sure that our budgets don't end up, you know, being over our actual revenues.
Right, which is fair. It looks like, because it looks like Fairfax by itself brought in almost $8,000 in July based on the financials that you sent us yesterday. And so it looks like they'll probably end the fiscal year about $170,000 in income. So I was just making sure, I mean, like you said, it is trending downward. So I can respect the adjustment to the estimate for the program income. Ms. McKinney, how many students did you say you have at Fairfax?
35.
And how many overall staff do you have there?
12.
It's not too bad. It's a 1-to-3 ratio. It's pretty amazing, actually. Okay, I'm comfortable with moving to Hominy if we want to move on to Hominy.
If anybody else doesn't have any questions concerning this budget, I'm good to go also. Okay, great. Ms. Terry, you want to talk about Hominy for a minute?
So Hominy, I'm asking for that extra employee there. Tyler may want to speak a little bit about this, but an addendum will need to be done for a new washer, dryer, and a freezer for about $2,600. For those items that we are needing.
So on that particular note, Chair, is that okay? Who is the representative from this committee for appropriations?
Let me look real quick.
It's okay. Just a side note. So when you guys get to appropriation.
Me?
Yeah, I think it is. just that you know that you're going to need a... come back to that one possibly in appropriations. We're going to pass it out today.
To Hominy, or for Hominy?
Yes, yeah. For what Ms. McKinney just spoke about.
Can you restate? I'm sorry, I was trying to find my paper for Hominy. I was writing on SkyTook and didn't want to be. will you say again what you needed? Because I'm going to put a post-it note on this.
Sure. Washer, dryer, and a freezer.
Do you have quotes for that already to give us a good round number?
Well, the totals, the quotes that I got, which those were done in May, was $2,238, and I'm just a little worried, you know, by the time we get to purchase them, I wanted to be safe and maybe put in about $2,600.
Oh, yeah, I think you'll probably need $2,600 for all three of those things. Are you buying residential washer and dryer style?
Yes.
Okay. And like a deep freeze or like a stand-up freezer?
Stand-up freezer.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, I think probably asking for $2,600 is a safer bet. Okay, I will make sure we readdress that.
Hey, Chair.
Yes, Mr. McIntosh.
Yes, that would need to be in the minor equipment or equipment minor less than 5,000 line.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Tyler, it looks like for this one, you have projected income staying the same for Hominy, is that correct? And you're lumping it in all together as one program income rather than breaking it out?
Yes, on category level, yes.
Ms. McKinney, again, I'm just out of my curiosity. How many students and staff do you have at Hominy? I think you said it well ago, but.
So we have a total of enrollment of 17 children. We have 8 staff with 4 classrooms. In FY23, we had 4 employees that were able to utilize education leave. This year, we'll have 4 employees are currently using ed leave as of today. One employee will also receive their associate's degree in FY24. 4 employees will also receive their certificate of mastery in FY24. We also received a new van recently. It's a 13-passenger van. We love it. We really needed it. And then, again, I just go in to talk about all the great things that we do at WELA and our trainings and events that we have with the children.
Thank you, Ms. McKinney. Open for whatever discussion or questions that the committee may or may not have.
I don't have any more on this one. Do we want to do WELA Pawhuska next?
Sounds great. Let's move on to WELA Pawhuska. All right, Ms. Tara, take it away.
So for Pawhuska, not only am I requesting the one additional to help us out, but we're also adding in 5 new employees here. The new WELA is projected to be done spring of 2024. I'm requesting additional employees for the opening of the new WELA, as we will need new employees, as we will be serving more children and have a bigger building. We are so excited for the new WELA. I don't know if you guys have been able to drive by and look, but right now what you're seeing that is up is the safe room. They've actually put pillars up the past couple of days. So my office is right across the street. So we are looking forward to the day that we can move in. And I just wanted to touch a little bit about the new building. We're going to have 8 classrooms, 2 gross motor rooms, 4 outdoor classrooms, and a huge playground. The total square foot of the building is 18,752. We will also have a resource room, break room, conference room, a nursing room, training room with plenty of storage, as well as 5 offices. I have had a lot of fun planning. I know I talked about this whenever we did the groundbreaking, but who knew that planning a building was so, there's so much into it. Opening doors, what kind of locks you want, where you're going to put these things. And it was a lot of fun. So I think if I ever get to plan a building again, I'm definitely going to be more prepared. But we met once a week. And, you know, we've even got to go down to the designs and how we're going to be painting it, the color schemes. It's going to be a beautiful building. It's our dream center, and we really need it, and I'm so glad that it is coming to life and it's going to happen. I look for us to be fully running, licensed, and moved in by August of 24. Huska currently has 33 children enrolled, actually 34. We added one today. We currently have 12 teachers with 5 classrooms. In FY23, I had 11 employees that utilize education leave, and as today, we have 3. But this number will continue to grow as we add employees. This year, in FY24, 7 employees will complete their certificate of mastery. And then I go in to talk about what we've talked about, you know, what we do with the WELA trainings.
Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Congresswoman, I just Congresswoman wanted, Baker. Goodness.
This
gracious.
Is, I guess, for all the WELA locations. How many meals are we serving?
We serve breakfast, lunch, and snacks.
Okay. And did you say the new facility's going to have a kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
And,
it is a
dining
nice
room,
kitchen.
Dining
yes.
area and everything.
We're going to also have a window to where the kids are going to be able to go up and, you know, watch. And we're going to put a little speaker microphone so she can tell them what she's working on. And we're really excited about that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair?
I don't believe I have any additional questions on this budget. I think here in just a minute, I'm going to probably have you go through. I just want to clarify on the roles that you've asked for on new employees, but we can cover the other sections. And I have been forgetting, the clerk just reminded me that I've been forgetting to say that these sections have been reviewed. So we're going to go back really quick and note that sections 73, 74, and now 75 have been reviewed.
Actually, I have a few questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chair, I have a comment on that on Huska.
Sure, go ahead.
And Ms. McKinney, is this the one that we were discussing earlier today that has the cap asset vehicle purchase in it? Or
the
is
van.
That Scott?
Oh, yes, the van. Yes.
Yes, I think we would be requesting an amendment to strike that line for vehicle purchase because that is being represented in the cap asset request.
Is that the 57,000?
Yes, that sounds like the correct number.
All right,
is that
thank you.
Correct, Tara, or Ms. McKinney?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh, for that. So we can make notation on that also for appropriations when it gets there. Thank you, Madam Chair. So I want to talk a little bit about the new building and then kind of, because like I know we're talking about these centers separately, but like a lot of the same thing goes on in the centers that's offered, but based on, you know, the number of kids and then the number of teachers. And I also want to touch on new positions at any other facilities besides just the Pawhuska facility, because I think if you added some in Fairfax. Yes, okay. So, but based on the new facility that we're going to have here in Pawhuska, you're at 34 kids. What do you think, what do you know, have an idea about ballpark, what your capacity would be? Because, of course, you add teachers, students, so the
fire code piece of it?
The goal is to be licensed for 100. So I actually have a breakdown for each classroom, what they're going to be licensed for. But if this helps, we do currently have, we currently have 22 children on the waiting list.
That was my next question. So you do have 22 children on the waiting list, and have they been on there
some time? Some have been on there this year. So the classrooms there are so small, and so they're only licensed some 6, 8, 12, those real small numbers. So when we get children, for example, say when we get them when they're infants, the same kids move up to the same next classroom, and we really don't get to add any because we're at our child staff ratio and the licensing for those rooms. They're just so small. So I really look for us to grow significantly. And, you know, that was why this building was met. And I know that there was some other work done when we were preparing for this and everything. And I think a waiting list was put together not just for the WELA, but surrounding daycares, schools here, what they had their waiting list and projected to possibly us be getting those children.
Taking those children in that have other outlying daycare centers around the area mm-hmm. that would service those kids also, not just the people that are on our waiting list. Yeah. So we have waiting lists in Hominy and Fairfax and Skytook.
Fairfax does have a waiting list.
It's okay, you don't have to tell me. It's just
Hominy does not have a waiting list, and I believe I'll touch on Skytook, but I think they have 9 on a waiting list.
Okay. And so you're looking to, okay, so we'll for sure get those 22 off the waiting list. Okay. And so how many new employees? You said 5 new employees, and this is due to you adding 22 possibly more students for sure.
Yes.
Okay. So, and your salary is out of this particular budget.
Yes.
It's not broken up amongst all the other ones.
No, the admin. So myself, admin assistant, the education coach, we come out of the Pawhuska budget.
And the education coach goes to all the other sites also.
Yes.
And then an admin assistant to the director, is that a new position?
No, that was in a position that was filled. We just changed the name. I think it was actually coordinator, and we changed it to admin assistant.
Okay.
Which note, I have not got in it. We've hired one, but she's having to help in a classroom because we're short-staffed.
So. Okay. Okay. So just a notation that we're going to make an amendment to vehicle purchases.
Here.
Yes, Treasurer McIntosh.
Yes, and I think that will also be true in the Skytook. And I believe that's the one up next. But is that correct?
Yeah, it's up next. Okay, I'll start making my notes on that now.
Vehicle
as well.
Purchase on that also.
Yeah, is that correct? You said the vehicle purchase on Skytook.
Yeah,
that's for $47,000. Is that right?
That's what I see.
Cap asset request in that one. Yes, that would be correct. Yeah.
So they sent down the cap asset. Also, they just came down with it. New stuff, too. Which doesn't have to do with this particular topic. Okay. I'm ready for Skytook. Oh, shall we say we reviewed?
I think I already stated it. Okay. Been reviewed. It should be fine. Okay, we'll move on to Skytook.
Okay, so for Skytook, the one additional employee. We talked about we're going to take that purchase for the van out. We actually got our van a few months ago, and that was needed as we have – well, let me get to that. Let me go in my order. So Skytook has a total of 39 children. We have 5 classrooms. This year, Skytook added wraparound services, which those service after school children ages 4 to 12. We have a total of 12 employees. 7 employees use ed leave in FY23. As of today, 5 employees are utilizing education leave. For FY23, we had 2 employees receive their associate's degree, 2 receive their CDA, 2 receive their certificate of mastery. For this year, we will have 4 employees who will receive their bachelor's, 2 will receive their associate's, and 2 that will receive their certificate of mastery. This year, we are working on obtaining our national accreditation. It's an important goal of our centers. Heather at Tri-County, who does our CDA classes, she's helping the Wheelas with their National Association for Education of Young Children, which is called NACE. Over the next couple of years, each Wheela will be accredited. SkyTeak will be the first one to go through the process. This past year, Wheela Center managers and myself and education coach have conducted an extensive self-study of NACE accreditation. This consisted of reviewing the 10 standards, our policy, procedures, and handbooks. We have determined that SkyTeak Wheela is ready to move into the next phase, the self-assessment phase. This is where staff prepare the classroom and program portfolios. SkyTeak has begun putting together evidence and preparing for the site visit. This stage will take 1 year to prepare. We will apply for the site visit after all portfolios are complete. The portfolios will be evaluated during the site visit, and the program and the classrooms will be observed. It will take roughly 2 months to hear back from NACE on the decision of our accreditation. I expect for this to be done no later than probably December of 2024. All of our centers will be accredited in this order: SkyTeak, Fairfax, Hominy, and Pawhuska. This will give the other centers, such as Pawhuska, once we get moved in, we're going to be able to start that accreditation process. This will give us some time to make improvements that will be needed. We are working together on this to support the center managers as they will be leading the accreditation process with Heather and myself. NACE is a great accomplishment. NACE is a process that evaluates curriculum, policies and procedures, safety, community involvement, and most importantly, teacher-child relationships. NACE accreditation means that a child care center meets best practices across 10 standards. This is something we've been working on for a while. We started, and then it kind of dwindled down with COVID. And now the past year, we've really been able to stay on track. We meet every 2 weeks with Heather, and we've started working on these standards. So SkyTeak has already started the process. So we're really excited about this. This is something that will, we're great right now, but now we're going to be greater.
Madam Chair.
Oh, I also wanted to add into that we also just got new air conditioner units. They're being installed as we speak. That's being paid for by ARPA.
Congresswoman Shaw. Oh. Lemon, did you have something?
I don't mind.
Okay.
Just an observation, really. It's not okay. Maybe it's a question, but
can you use your mic? Sorry.
My apologies. An observation as you were going through the sections and the different centers. Many of your employees have. I remember a few years ago when we were talking about the Wheelas and. The discussion about the requirement for your employees, your teachers, to receive their bachelor's degree or whatever education is next, and they've reached it. You have several employees that have reached that goal, and I think that is so cool. It doesn't seem that in your world of child care centers, this doesn't seem standard. It sounds like our teachers are quite educated. I think it's awesome, but I'm curious how many or what percentage of your employees are Osage Tribal members.
I don't have that information with me, but I can get that information.
Thank you.
May I?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Chairwoman. So, Ms. McKinney, you mentioned something new for SkyTeak. You mentioned the wraparound. And so your only other center that has wraparound is the Fairfax?
Everybody has
yes. It, but now SkyTeak's going to have it. And so when I look at your budgets, I notice that, because the Fairfax one clearly says wraparound admin assistant. So is it just they're just named differently?
Because Fairfax has two buildings, and when we look at our DHS policies, the manager has to be at one center for so many hours. That's why we had to add a manager just for that wraparound, because we are there all day during the summer. We're there mostly on Fridays because Willen doesn't have public school on Fridays. And so she can't be at two places at once.
Okay.
So we had to add somebody to be over that center, because you have to be there, like, it's like 30 hours a week.
So it's a requirement.
It's a requirement.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to just, you know, want them to all kind of look the same, but that's why I wanted to ask the question. And so Skytook hasn't had the wraparound, but now they're going to have the wraparound.
Yeah, it started this year. So whenever I became the director over 3 years ago, I guess they just had one. And I guess there was just one student, one family utilizing that program, and I guess they stopped it. So over the past couple of years, you know, we've really been, you know, do we have enough employees? Can we add it? Do we have a van? You know, that's been another thing. They don't have a van. They haven't had a van over there. So we have to pick those children up. And it's been really hard because we have to borrow vans. Skytook has had to borrow vans from other centers, not just even from our department, but from other departments. Bring them over there. Cadillac converters are being stolen. But from our bus, too. That's why we have to park them at the casino. There's a camera pointed right towards them. One day we had a van over there one day, and the Cadillac converter was stolen. That's why we've put in the budget. We want a garage built there on site, and there is enough room. Because right now they have to go out to the casino, change vehicles, go pick up the kids from public school, bring their personal vehicles back, change vehicles, and they're doing it. They're doing a great job, but I think I just want to make their lives a little easier, and let's get a garage out there, because we got hit hard over there with these Cadillac converters.
Wow.
And it's been an ordeal. So we got that van this summer, and so we had enough employees. Let's get it open. And we've been compiling a list. Hey, is this a need? We've been asking questions, and it's a need. We have 11 children. We're maxed out because that's what we can carry on our van. It's a 13-passenger, but you have to have a teacher, and you have to have somebody go with her. So we're maxed out on the capacity of our vans.
And when you're talking about picking them up from the school,
yes, mm-hmm,
and bringing them to your center for the wraparound program.
Yes.
Okay. That's as many as you can carry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ms. McKinney, on all of your budgets, you've got a direct service line. What is that? I have a guess, but I just want to make sure.
The direct services. Tyler, are you still on there?
Mr. McIntosh, can you help us out with what her direct services line is?
I believe it has to do with providing, I don't have that detail right off the top of my head. I know I've discussed that. I can get an answer fairly quick.
My wonder is if it was food costs, since you all are preparing meals, but I didn't want to guess. And
that's my, I have one second. I want to confirm.
How many teachers do you have at Skytook?
Yes, that is an accurate statement, Chair.
Okay. So it's food costs at each location?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
One of the other questions I had, I know last year you all had said that you were starting to use Brightwheel. How's that going?
Wonderful. They love it. Parents love it. You can check your children in on there. We send pictures of activities that the children are doing. We can directly message parents of items that we may need or what's going on, and parents love it. I've heard several. They love it, and it's an easy way to get information out quickly, so we're not having to call each individual. Now, there may not be everybody that can use Brightwheel, but we do have extra iPads set up in every center, so when parents come in, if, you know, for whatever reason, phone may not be working, or they may not have a smartphone, they can utilize our iPads as well.
Real-time communication.
I was asking because my Brightwheel notifications on my phone were going off because we use them at my school, and I was like, wait a minute, they use that at theirs too. So I wanted to see, since it was new this year, there's a learning curve with it, and I know that there are some frustrations with it, and it is quite pricey, but it is a wonderful service when it works well. So I just wanted to see how that was going for you all. I think that that's it. I noticed, well, other than me asking about staff, I noticed in here you all were, did you say something about purchasing smart boards a little bit ago?
For Fairfax.
For Fairfax. So you've got, is it two of them that are going in Fairfax? That's awesome. Those are fun. Okay, I think my only other questions I have is I just wanted to double check on the positions that you had for each location. I just want to make sure that they are as you want them to be, budget-wise, that your requests have been met, and that we just make sure, because I know you're adding some. And so the Pawhuska ones, you said you're adding, you said you want one additional teacher now, I think is how I heard you, but then you have additional ones that you want to hire when the new building opens. Is that how you meant it, or you want to hire them all right now?
So I, correct me if I'm wrong, Tyler, we put in for those five positions for the extra employees for the building, but I believe it was just for 6 months. So want to run the positions in January and, you know, have them hired, trained, ready to go by March, and then help us make that move, that transition over to the new Wheeler building. So they'll be ready to roll. You know, I don't want to wait last minute. We open in August and, you know, have them to train and all that good stuff. I'd like to get it done as soon as possible. So I think when Tyler and I spoke about this, they were going to be a 6 month.
Yeah, Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. McIntosh.
Yes, that's correct. When we discussed it, we discussed with the timing of the, you know, that need would be there once that new facility was here. And so we try to time it accordingly and not reflect a full 12 months worth of wages.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so if you don't mind indulging me for just a minute on each of your centers, I was going to go through them and double check to make sure staff is as you have requested, just because, again, on the analysis part that we did, it looks different than what you're saying your needs actually are. So I just want to make sure it's going to be reflected in your budget. Since we're already amending some of your budgets in appropriation, I want to make sure that you're good on staffing. So if we start with Fairfax, or do you have the microis? Are you looking at the same thing I am? Do you have this? Okay. Do you want to just look at that section on salaries and wages and make sure that your quantities of each role are what you want? I mean, it's a lot. Otherwise, I wouldn't mind listing them out, but you've got all kinds of different needs and categories, so.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and so that takes into account the one new person that you've requested for Fairfax?
Yes.
Okay, so Fairfax is good. Let's do Hominy's next. Everybody is as you need it. Did you request any new positions for Hominy?
One.
Just one. Okay. And then Pawhuska?
I think we're going to need one more there.
Okay.
Because I put in for one additional for every center, and then I already had calculated I would need five for the new center. So it should be six.
Of which role? The teacher assistant?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So six is the one that says five right now for teacher assistant actually needs to be six?
Yes.
And would that be at the six-month salaries?
No, that would be one that we would need.
So okay. One starting now?
Yeah.
One okay. Starting now and five.
Five for the new building for 6 months. And which is current, that's what this is, I'm guessing. I'm going to clarify with Mr. McIntosh here in just a second. And then one starting now. Mr. McIntosh, can you clarify for me that those five that are listed on the Pawhuska budget, that they are at that 6 month amount?
I can verify that, but they should be accurately reflected. I'll double check.
Okay, thank you. Okay, while he's doing that, let's look at Skytook real quick just to make sure you've got everybody there.
Yes.
SkyTook's all good? Mm-hmm. Okay, and did you ask for any new staff at SkyTook?
One.
Just one.
One for everybody.
And it's on there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I think that is all I have, unless Mr. McIntosh has a court. I know that was a really quick turnaround. I don't know if you have answers to that yet or not, or if you just want to email it later, that's fine too, but.
Yes, I can email it, but I am pretty sure, I mean, through our conversations, but I will email it.
Thank you, I appreciate that very much. I don't have any more questions on these sections, unless anybody else does.
I do have some overall numbers that I wanted to share with you.
Sure.
A little bit of a couple other things that we're doing. So total enrollment for all four WELAs is 124. Total staff is 47. We have 25 employees that use education leave in FY23. And as of today, we have 20 staff that had completed their associates, bachelor's or master's. We have 13 staff working on bachelor's. We have 10 working on their associates, 4 working on their CDA, 6 working on their certificate of mastery, 12. I also wanted to touch on the Butcher House. We've really been utilizing them this past year. This is where we buy all of our meat from. So the past year for all four centers, we purchased 1,285 pounds. Butcher House gives a competitive wholesale pricing to help the federal programs to be able to purchase from them instead of using outside sources. It is at a discounted retail price. We are charged tribal taxes as they are required to. Also, I wanted to also let you know that our employees that do are continued their education, they also can go through a program. It's called the Scholars for Excellence in Child Care. This program is available to child care professionals that work at least 30 hours per week at a state licensed child care facility. This scholarship currently pays for 100% of books, 90% of tuition. These benefits are available for all of our teachers as long as they maintain a 2.0 grade point average. The Scholars of Excellence, you can be on this program to work on your certificate of mastery, your associate's degree, and your bachelor's degree. There is also a pathway program that is geared toward those employees that are brand new to child care. This program allows our teachers to obtain their CDA from a career technology center. WELA is currently utilizing TRICARE Tech. Students that utilize this program are eligible for free books and 90% of their tuition paid through the Scholars of Excellence and Child Care Scholarship. WELA was recently invited to participate in the Apple Community Education Initiative. This is a partnership between Oklahoma City University and Apple that trains educators to teach coding techniques as well as other programs available on Apple products. This program is currently being offered to educators in the Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, and Osage Nations. This is a year-long project, and Apple has generously supplied our program with new iPads, a charging cart, and an Apple TV. We are excited for this opportunity and are looking forward to introducing the WELA children to this new technology. Our education coach, Tiffany Martin, will be attending a 3-day training next week. We are really excited as this will be a chance to grow significantly. I have been with the WELA a little over 3 years. From then to now, I have seen and continue to see the growth and strides this program has made. WELA has a great staff, and I have seen significant growth, not only in my team, but within myself as well. We work together as a team, support each other, learn and grow together. My team are dedicated to the WELA program and the goals of the Osage Nation. They are hard workers, love their students, and love their jobs. I go out to the centers quite a bit, and I love it when I hear the children playing, learning, speaking in Osage, laughing with their teachers. It brings a smile and to my face and joy to my heart. I'm proud to be a part of the WELA team.
Thank you. And it's just Karen. So much fun, isn't it? I just love the littlest ones. They're the most fun.
So may I, Madam Chair?
Sure, go ahead.
So in that little excerpt there, you mentioned that you're being supplied with meat, and you like to choose a Butcher House, which that's ultimately, you know, one of the things that it was put there for, is for us to utilize it as a nation too, not just, you know, as individuals in the community. What about anything, any vegetables or anything, or anything of produce, or what are you getting from Harvest Land, if anything?
If they have fresh produce, they usually will reach out to the cooks. You know, they're the ones put in the order, or the center managers. they reach out and say, hey, we have this, we have fresh X, Y, and Z, and
you're able to get a hold of it. So you are able to utilize the harvest land
when they're available.
When they have available products. Okay, great.
Awesome. I think that's all I have. Does anybody else have any questions or comments on these sections?
I'll make a motion. Motion to report ONCA 2385 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All of those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. All right, motion passes, and all of our sections are done. I have to say that was the most fun one, although it was all fun because I like it all, but.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Motion and a second. All of those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.